This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. What will FedEx Field look like? How many fans are going to show up? How many empty seats? What percentage of Redskins fans against Giants fans are there going to be on Thursday? This was a major story. Vikings fans took over the stadium. I thought it was a little bit ridiculous considering Washington had just beaten Seattle. They were coming home. You're not even halfway through the season. They were right there in the thick of things. And now you fast forward a couple weeks and a couple losses, including a heartbreaker when you guys had your hearts ripped out and stomped on 4 days earlier. And people are expecting that Redskins fans are going to show up in droves. Oh, by the way, it's Thanksgiving. You got family in town, or you're traveling perhaps, and you're trying to eat some turkey and some mashed potatoes. I get the sense that this could get ugly on Sunday. Not in terms of the game, but the atmosphere.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. Walter's in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Walter?
Hey, Walter.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say a lot of us can't afford to go to the game. I work two jobs, don't have no kids. And I can't afford to go to the game.
This week you can't? Tickets are $7?
Yeah, only bad thing about it is I can't. I work this weekend.
Okay. How about this? I will buy you and someone else a ticket if you want to go. You can't go to the game?
If you give me a ticket, I will go. I will make a way to go.
How about this? I'm going to put you on hold. Do you want to go to the game?
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to go to the game?
Yeah, I go to the game.
Would you wear Redskins gear and cheer?
I got Redskins jacket, jerseys, underpants, and everything. All right, I wear on Sundays is Redskins gear.
I will buy you two lower-level tickets to the game. The problem is I don't know how I'll get them parking because I don't mind paying for parking. I don't know how I would even get that. I'll bet you we could get a listener to hook you up with parking. I will buy you tickets if you go to the game on Sunday.
Okay.
Cool? Or Thursday, rather. Thursday.
Don't go Sunday. It's Thursday.
Yeah, don't go Sunday. So Thursday you'll go if I buy you tickets.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm putting you on hold. Brendan's going to get your information. All right?
Okay.
All right. I'll get you tickets. We'll meet up before the game. That way I know you went. It's $7 to go this week. Yeah. So I understand generally it's hard to afford it. But that is a tough thing. If you can't afford tickets because they're too expensive, I understand that completely. But we got two more Redskins fans that'll be at the game now.
There you go. The ticket part, again, the $7 upper level situation, the lower ones are a little bit more expensive, obviously, than $7. But still, you can get into the stadium for pretty cheap. It's what you're doing in the stadium. If you're there for 5 hours, you got to eat. Now, all of a sudden, if it's you and somebody else, you spent your $23 on that.
But what's a fair per diem? If I give them $50 for the two people?
No, I'm not asking you to foot the bill or anything.
I'm saying, like, that would be a cool thing to do then. I don't know what, how much do you spend in the stadium? I don't even know.
Last time I went, I think I spent $40 on concessions. Yeah. And that didn't include how many years ago? 7, 8, 9 years ago, where it was $60 to park. So all of a sudden, just on yourself, you spent $100. If you were going with somebody else or, it's a family, whatever, all of a sudden, even if the ticket itself is cheap, you're going to end up spending some money. It's not, you're not taking out a mortgage on it, but if money's tight, then that's a lot.
If someone's got an extra parking pass, hit us up at 800-636-1067 so I can get it to Walter.
Look, Walter.
Let's go to Greg in Clinton. Greg, what's up?
You know, I'm just kind of sick of the NFL anyway. You could give me a ticket and I wouldn't even go. I mean, I wouldn't go if it was given to me. Just because of the simple fact of what these players are doing, what the owners have done, the way the game's played anymore, it's a poor product to be putting out there. And I think that's a reason why a lot of the people don't want to go. They're just sick of all of it.
Appreciate you, man. I can't relate to that because I love football too much. And I mean, I still live and die every single second of every single Redskins game. More important than that, on a Sunday when they're not playing, like this weekend,
mm-hmm.
I will be on my couch filled with the joy of a kid on Christmas morning. No exaggeration.
So much Red Zone.
At 12:59 for Red Zone. And that isn't to say that I'm right and you're wrong. It's just to say I can't relate to what you're saying. I love it too much. But I know people feel like you do.
That sentiment is out there. Now, again, I don't know if he's getting into, like, what the quote whiny players or whatever. Like, I'm not going to touch that because I don't know that that's what everyone agrees with. But the product part, again, it's just anecdotal. I've got a bunch of friends that are my age group who are, you know, close to 40 now with multiple kids and whatever. And a lot of guys have their interest has waned in the NFL. Not because they're angry at the stupid players, but they don't enjoy it as much as they once did. That's a common sentiment, I would say.
Let's go to Tom in Manassas on the fan. What's up, Tom?
What up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, boys? Good to hear from you. You know, if we had a winning product, a lot of these issues wouldn't be here. But, for example, me, I live in Fredericksburg. Years past, it's costing me like $200 to go to a game to see a mediocre product. But there's nothing around the stadium. Could you imagine having a stadium in, like, National Harbor or something like that?
Yes.
Entertainment, bars, restaurants, hotels. So you could go up there and watch the game, stay the night, wake up and, you know, do other things. But, dude, you drive up there, you wait, you know, you spend a lot of money, and then you 2 hours to get out of the parking lot. And it's just, I think people are sick of paying the money and not really getting much back, you know, in return.
Nobody's saying it's easy. And by the way, we're now kind of devolving into a conversation why people don't go to the games. And that's not really what we're trying to do. We're talking about what's it going to look like on Thursday against the Giants.
I think it's going to be awkward.
I do, too. It's a night game. It's going to be cold. It's Thanksgiving. It's a holiday. And, oh, by the way, even if it was 72 and sunny in September and you're playing the Giants, it's like 65-35 on a good day, 60-40 sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it as bad as 55-45. There is a chance that we could be talking about Thursday night a few years from now like we did that terrible towel Monday night game with the Steelers.
Yeah, this could be one of those flag-in-the-ground games where we remember that man was this bad.
800-636-1067 is the number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Grant and Danny with you on the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.